The seagulls here are supposed to number 4 million, but who's counting? The boat, which takes tourists out in Hachinoe Bay, doesn't just feed its guests on sashimi. There is also food for the guests to feed the seagulls, enticing them in for photographs. Two types are found here at the stormy northern tip of Honshu Island. This one's beak is tipped bright red, as if the bird was wearing lipstick. The elegant seafarers don't just greet us in the fishing port. They also mob the Kabushima cliffs, where an ancient Shinto shrine of the same name has perched since time immemorial. Nozawa is the priest who sends travelers from the west on their journeys with his blessings. Despite being fascinated by Japan's indigenous religion with its gods and spirits, in reality we have no idea what it's all about, says the Shinto priest, dressed in splendid robes. Nozawa-san laughs warmly as he explains.
In Europe, people tend to see things as black and white, yes or no. Shinto is different. We don't shut anything out. We include everything. Our aim is peace and harmony, not conflict and contradiction. If you follow a different religion, Christianity, for example, we respect that. We don't believe in it, but we can still wish you a safe journey.
The walking trail runs uphill and down along the wild Pacific coast. Here at the northern tip of Japan's main island, Honshu, a new long-distance trail is being set up in a newly created natural park. When it is finished, it will wend its way through three of Japan's prefectures, from Aomori through Iwate to Fukushima, just before the destroyed nuclear power station. Of the 700 kilometers, only the first 70 are complete. But the goal is clear. 5 years after the devastating tsunami that claimed 20,000 lives and shattered the coast, the landscape is to emerge restored in all its natural beauty.
The new trail is designed to be in harmony with nature, so you can't tell it's man-made. It goes up and down through forests and meadows, always in keeping with the terrain.
Tomoko Kazahari is the director of tourism. She is responsible for the elaborate project, which is being funded mainly by the government as reconstruction aid after the catastrophe.
Before the tsunami, there was already a 12-kilometer hiking trail, but it was washed away with the entire cliff. Now the government has declared the whole coast a national park and pumped 5 million yen into the north here alone, to finance rest stops, toilet facilities, and information centers.
¥5 million, that's around 40,000 euros. The attractions include Osuka Beach, famous for its singing sands, and lush green meadows where you can practice yoga or have a picnic with a view of the sea. Among the local health foods, Naoko Machidais offers a refreshing dark green drink.
It's a smoothie we make from seaweed, apples, and pears, which are packed with vitamins. And to go along with it, here's a sandwich with a mixture of shrimp, squid, and scallops in a light cheese sauce. It tastes fantastic.
It certainly does. Only rarely do we catch a glimpse of a road, and even more seldom, a glimpse of railway tracks. But it's great that they have been restored, because it means tourists can hike in stages. One of the attractions of this coast is its rich variety of flowering plants. There are said to be 650 different species. If aliens wanted to admire the beauty of this planet, this would be a good place to start. Lindsay and Dan are a young couple from the USA.
The combination of sea cliffs and beautiful trees, and it's just like the best of both worlds here. Yeah, trees and the ocean and the cliffs, yeah.
It is unique, uniquely Japanese.
A stone 3 meters long, lies in front of another shrine. Local visitors pour water on it as a sign of reverence. According to Shinto belief, anything can be a kami, a god. Tradition has it that there are 8 myriad kami, or more than can be counted. So why not this stone? It embodies a whale, explains tour guide Raiko Hojo, or the legend of a whale.
A long time ago, a big whale appeared off our coast and returned each year. It always came in summer, and when it was here, the fishermen always caught a lot of sardines. The whale was soon revered as a herald of the fishing god and nicknamed Hachinohe Taro, the boy from Hachinohe. The people looked forward to welcoming him back each year. When he failed to appear one summer, they were worried. They searched and found him on the beach with a harpoon in his belly. Whalers from Taji, far in the south, had harpooned him.
The people here are used to tragedy, in legend as in life. And at times, life becomes legend. Where the trail dips down to the sea, there are still reminders of the 2011 disaster. A fishing boat that the tsunami flung 20 meters up the hillside now serves as a memorial, a small shrine on the cliff, dedicated to the god of the sea. With the sunlight glinting off a calm sea, it's hard to imagine the violence that the ocean can unfold. But the fishermen of Hachinohe know the danger. They are resigned to the whims of nature and whatever their fate might be.